From NPR News, this is Weekend Edition. I'm Leanne Hansen. And these were some of the voices in the news this past week.
In his lifetime, Ronald Reagan was such a cheerful and invigorating presence that it was easy to forget what daunting historic tasks he set himself. He sought to mend America's wounded spirit, to restore the strength of the free world, and to free the slaves of communism. These were causes hard to accomplish and heavy with risk. Yet they were pursued with almost a lightness of spirit. For Ronald Reagan also embodied another great cause, what Arnold Bennett once called the great cause of cheering us all up.
When asked how did your visit go with Bishop Tutu, he replied, so-so.
ABC got me because they wanted a rhythm and blues artist on their label. But then when I got over there, I started doing things like George on my mind, and nobody thought was going to work. And then I did a country and western album. Nobody thought was going to work. And sometimes they said to me, Ray, I think you're screwing up your career, you know. And of course, my attitude was, you're probably right. I may lose a lot of fans, but I think I'll gain more fans than I lose.
I condemn torture. I think it.
So it's not justified then.
I don't think it's productive, let alone justified.
Well, I don't either. And by the way, there's a reason. I'll conclude by saying there's a reason why we sign these treaties.
To protect my son in the military. That's why we have these treaties. So when Americans are captured, they are not tortured. That's the reason.
There will be an Iraqi face on the security of Iraq. The Iraqis will secure their own country. And we are there to help them do so. And we had great discussions today about how to help Iraq.